Carrillo.
Defense, I thought, played particularly well and gave you a lot of cover.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was a tough game. You know, it was a tough long road trip for the guys, and the guys just really, really battled. You got to give the guys in front of me a lot of credit tonight.
Now you go home for five. I mean, it's an opportunity to really, you know, push it and get this record even so far.
Yeah, it's we got to make sure we stay on the throttle. We can't get complacent with where we're at. It's easy for teams to think it's going to be easy once you get home, but I think we have enough experience in this locker room to know that's not the case.
Pika's goal in the first period, is there a way to go against
that? That's a good shot. He put it right in the sweet spot, right where it's hard to stop him. I think there was a good screen in front as well, and you know, he's that's why he gets so many points throughout the year. He's really good at getting those shots through from the point.
The face-off management was very good on your part, on the Habs' part. They kept the lanes open for you. You were seeing the pucks through the whole game.
Yeah, we did an excellent job of boxing out the whole game.
Any big challenges tonight? Any big saves that stood out in your mind? Or
that's the key to goaltending, is trying to be sound positionally and not have to make those saves.
Tell me a little bit about your mental focus. What do you do to prepare for a game? Do you do the same thing?
Yeah. Our goalie coach this year, he said the key to consistency is preparation. And I feel like every day we come to the rink, we're preparing for the next game. And I think that's been the real key, is staying focused on the next game.
You seem to have evolved since you joined the Canadiens from the Hamilton Bulldogs and grown into a role not only of a starting goaltender for the Canadiens, but also as one who's kind of an ambassador. The media attention, that was something you had to get used to over a period of time?
Yeah, it's all has to do with, obviously, the market that we're in. It's something that you get used to as you progress. You know, for me personally, I got adapted to it fairly early, being a 20-year-old rookie. I think that that really helped.
Ready for coach, guys.
A couple more questions.